Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Said you can't. You can't handle the truth. Yeah, I love that little piece. That was from, in case some of you don't know, that was from A Few Good Men, Tom Cruise and the great Jack Nicholson, who famously said to Tom Cruise while he was on the witness stand, you can't handle the truth. A lot of y'all can't handle the truth either, but we're going to try to, tell you the truth because we only deal with facts here. Shout out to Anthony Pappas. Anyway, thank you, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. The Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by High Above Media and also by Zephyr Ties, Bow Ties by Zephyr. Get to that a little bit later on. But Oh, boy. It's a, glad to have you here. Glad to have you with you, those of you who are here. And shout out to everybody who listens to the Ron Kelly Show. Speaking to me every week. That's right. Charlotte Joseph Boyd says a lot of people can't handle the truth. That's right. That's right. A lot of people can't handle the truth. You know, in the neighborhood, in our hood, you know, there's a lot of people who won't say certain things, even though it's the truth. There's a lot of people who won't say certain things. They don't want to upset this politician. They don't want to upset this police chief or this council person or somebody else. So a lot of folks just keep their mouth shut. Especially in the minority community, folks just keep their mouth shut. Shh, shh, shh. Don't say this, don't say that, because so and so is gonna be mad at you. I know people from all cross section, police, politicians. I know all types of people, but I still have to say what I need to say because I don't want to be sitting up here perpetrating a fraud in front of my audience. So some things that need to be said, and see, that's one of the things that we're gonna have to get in touch with. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some things that need to be said. You can't just not say certain things because somebody's going to be upset about it. Do you know why they're upset about it? Because it's the truth. Anyway, thank you for joining me, everybody. Glad to have you here. Back in Better Than Ever, it's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Check out the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. You can go right to it. You subscribe. Please do. Subscribe to the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. If you miss a show and you want to check me out, you can go to my archive. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. There's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. And there's like hundreds of shows there that you can partake of. You know, I even stumbled on some shows I had on cassette. You know, Ron Kelly Show's been on a long time. You know, way too long for me to not be on network radio by now. We'll get there. But anyway, I still have some shows that I still have on cassette tape. Maybe I'll get them converted to DVD or get them converted to CD. You know, or even to have them put on, have them put on a computer. Anyway, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. People are calling me, and I'm on the radio. And people are calling me, and they know I'm on the radio. Anyway, thanks for joining me, everybody. And let's get right into this. Now, you know, I didn't talk, you know, someone asked me last week, shout out to Rahima Cabezas, I believe her name is, who, shout out to Abdul Muhammad. Shout out to you, my brother, doing good work over there in Newark, in the city of Newark, New Jersey, God knows. We need it. And speaking of Newark, I did wanted to talk a little bit about that equal pay thing. Oh, my God. We got to stop with this nonsense. I heard that the mayor of Newark was interested in this this equal income situation. I just can't. You know. It's unbelievable because some countries have already started doing this. Some countries have already started with this. I can't even talk about it. But some cities have already talked about this. We'll get to it. Some countries have been doing it, giving people $1,500 a month, people who don't even work. And I believe that, like, we have enough trouble. So I believe that, you know, I'll talk about this a little bit later on in the program about the equal pay thing. Shout out to Abdul Muhammad. All right, so last week we talked about the school scandal, you know, the school. All right, and welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. We're just opening the door with trouble. Just oh, man, just you know. All right, anyway, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. You know, I got to get the hell off of this Facebook Live stuff. You know, I mean, I really do, because this is like the most annoying crap that I have ever been through in all of my life. Not just Facebook, but Blog Talk Radio as well. And yeah, they know I talk about them, and I do talk about them. And I don't have that much love for them either. Shout out to Dave Ullman. Man, I'm telling you, shout out to Lamont Gates. I can't take it. Lamont Gates knows about, he knows all about internet radio, doing a show, Real Social Talk. And man, I tell you, I just can't take it. I can't take this internet stuff. I got to get off this internet. I got to get off. Not even 9 minutes into the show, the Facebook Live goes out and Blog Talk Radio goes out, both at the same time. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Anyway, welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, brought to you by High Above Media. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, and also by Bow Ties by Zafir. We'll get to that a little bit later as well. All right, I talked a little bit about the school scandal last week, and, oh, boy, is this going to happen again? Talked about the school scandal last week, and, you know, it wasn't that big news to me. Now, that wasn't big news to me. Everybody's all, you know, all shocked and amazed at this. That stuff's been going on for years. Wealthy people have been paying their way into schools and clubs and all kinds of stuff for years. This isn't anything new. So everybody's all, you know, and shout out to Rahima Cabezas, who wants to know what I thought. And this is what I think, because I didn't address it last week. Shout out to my niece. Shout out to my niece, Shanika Douglas. Tell your mama she can call somebody sometime. She ain't right. Tell your mama she ain't right, Shanika. She need to call her brother. Anyway, love y'all. I'll be down there to curse out in person. Okay, shout out to Lamont Gates, this is technology, our friend. Yeah, it's more of an enemy when I'm on Facebook Live. Not even 10 minutes into programming went out, and then Blog Talk Radio went out too. Oh. But, you know, we're going to keep doing this because God is going to come along with that syndication deal, and, you know, we're going to make it happen. All right, shout out to my nieces, all my peoples down south, South Carolina. I'm sure the weather, North Carolina rather, I'm sure the weather is pretty nice down there. And I'm ready to escape and go somewhere too. But anyway, so, you know, I talked about the school scandal. I didn't address it as much as I should have, but, you know, this has been going on for years. White people have been paying their way, wealthy white folks have been paying their way into schools and all kinds of stuff for years. Everybody's all, oh, wow. No. They've been doing that for years. You know, and people are all shocked and amazed that there's such greed and stuff in America. America was founded on greed. America was founded on the okie doke. Y'all know this. You know this stuff. When they purchased Manhattan Island from the Pilgrims, the worth of Manhattan Island is incalculable. You can't even put a number on the worth of Manhattan Island today. And the Indians sold it for a couple of beans. The Pilgrims or whoever it was, you know, did the three card money on the Indians, and the Indians fell for it, and they sold Manhattan Island for nothing. America was built on the okey-doke. Free labor. Shout out to Greg Jackson. America was built on the okey-doke. Robbing, you know, swindling people and, you know, money being got. You know, again, when the Indians sold Manhattan Island, what'd they get? A couple of $24, a couple of beans. This is what America was built on. People getting jerked. Look at what happened with black folks. Free labor for hundreds of years. Free labor. Shout out to Mike Majak, my man from Mass, up Massachusetts. I've never been to Massachusetts, by the way. Never been to Boston. Maybe I'll try it this summer. Free labor. We had the slaves who were free labor for the slave master, for the white folks, for years. You know, all of these things, everybody's all shocked into me. America is a capitalist society. America was built on capitalism, on money, people using their money to influence others. The biggest influence in the world right now is money. Even if it's money. Money is the biggest influencer in this world, not just in America, in the world. So everybody's all shocked and amazed that these people bought their way into USC. That stuff's been going on for, I mean, as long as USC has been in existence, as long as Harvard, Yale, they just got sloppy. But that's been going on for years. And there's some people with the endowments. They'll donate enough money and they'll put a wing. This is the R. Kelly wing or whatever, you know, speak for myself. All right, brother. Good that you checked in anyway, Greg Jackson. So, you know, this stuff has been going on for years. America, the way it's been this way forever. So don't be all shocked and amazed that this thing just came out about people paying their way into things. People have been paying their way into things for years, paying their way into all kinds of stuff. So this is not, that's why I really didn't address it that much, because it's not really a big deal. It's not really a very big deal because people have been doing that for years. Okay. All right. So, the Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by High Above Media. You know, highabovemedia.com. Go to highabovemedia.com and talk to my buddy Jimmy Burzak. He'll do work his magic for you. Websites, he have indoor screens. And very, very reasonable prices where you can advertise your goods or services with High Above Media. So go check it out. It's highabovemedia.com. Get in contact with my buddy Jimmy Burzak. He will treat you like a family member. Not a bad family member, but a good one. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
And we are back at the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on. Oh, boy, I'm tired. VoxOpRadio.com, Ron Kelly Show, .com. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Everybody for joining me on a Thursday, a rainy Thursday, by the way. So, I mean, I don't know who's scarier. Yeah, Trump supporters or Trump himself. I don't know who's scarier. Because, you know, I'm watching and people are still choosing. People are still choosing to defend this man, you know. People are still choosing to defend this man, Mr. Trump. And, you know, when I put on Facebook, I think it was yesterday, shout out to Rashima. I said Rahima, it's Rashima. Cabezas, shout out to you. Thank you, my sister. So I put it out there that Donald Trump is, and I'm not going to keep, you know, I'm not going to stay on him, but I put it out there that he's a little, I think he's mentally ill. I really do think he's mentally ill. I think there's something wrong with him. You know, they can't, you know, nobody in their right mind acts like that, you know. And see, even though despite the fact that, you know, now he's kicking John McCain's back in, John McCain was a war hero. John McCain was captured by the Viet Cong, and he was in the prison camp for 5 years. Can you imagine 5 years? I can't imagine 5 days. You know, you can't imagine what they might have did to him in those 5 years. You know? So he spent 5 years in the prison camp with the Viet Cong when they probably did all kinds of stuff to him. You know, and he survived and he came back. He's a hero. And to have the commander in chief of the United States of America, the leader of the army, the leader of the free world, to kick in the back of a war hero like John McCain is just unheard of. And then you have people that just, they tried to defend him anyway. Oh, well, you know, oh, well. I mean, this is unheard of. And then during the election, kicking the back end of a family whose son died in the line of duty, died trying to serve this country. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable that what Mr. Trump is doing. You know, and then you have people defending him. How could you defend that? They call black football players sons of bitches. Get those sons of bitches out of there. Because in his opinion, he thought that we were, or the black folks who were kneeling, were disrespecting the military. So how much worse can you, I mean, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe how people, you know, can defend Trump with all the stuff he does. And it's not even about Republican or Democrat anymore. It's not about that. It's not about what side of the aisle you sit on, or, you know, it's just crazy. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. And people are still, to this day, defending the man to the death. I mean, why? Because he's just unbelievable what he does. There's a new idea. UBI, it's called. Universal Basic Income. Boy, oh boy. Okay, so Universal Basic Income is a new idea. And the city of Newark could be the first city of Newark, right here in New Jersey, for those who you listen to Ron Kelly Show across the country. Newark could be the first major American city to roll out the guaranteed income in a bid to slash the city's high sky-high poverty rates. So let me get this straight. So giving people money is supposed to eliminate poverty. You know, a lot, there's some people in this in some of the inner cities who make enough money, but they use it the wrong way, and they wind up in poverty. People who use drugs, people who who mismanage their money. There's plenty of folks who make good money, but they don't manage it right, and they wind up in poverty. So this is a new, this is not exactly a new thing, but this is something that has been used in some other countries. Guaranteed income. Now, what this does is gives people a certain amount of money, certain people a certain amount of money, whether they have a job or not. Baraka has said, the problems that we have belong to all of us, not just a few of us. So solutions must be collective and not individual. We believe in universal basic income, especially in a time where studies have shown that families that have a crisis of just $400 in a month may experience a setback that may be difficult, even impossible to recover, which is true. That much I do believe. Now, this is, now they're thinking about doing this in Newark. Now, a quarter of Newark residents, 27.8%, live below the poverty line. And the typical Newark household makes $35,000. That's about half of the average of $75,000 for the entire New York City metropolitan area. But this is crazy. This is crazy because it doesn't address. See, this has been the problem. And this has been the problem that I've had with giving out turkeys and stuff like that, you know, handing out stuff. It doesn't solve the problem. No, it doesn't solve the problem when you hand out things. It doesn't solve the problem. Shout out to Gil Maisto down there at High End, I suppose. Yeah, so the universal basic income doesn't solve the problem. And see, that's the problem I have with giving away, like, turkeys, and because it doesn't solve the problem. You know, giving away books, not necessarily books, but when you're giving away turkeys, when you're giving away stuff at Christmas time, what about the rest of the year? I see, these things don't solve the problem. Giving away stuff doesn't solve the problem. So I always had a problem with that. Giving away things. Oh, you're a JR. Oh, okay. I thought you were at shout out to Gil Maisto Jr. and Aaron and everybody else is over there. Nick and Dominic and the crew over at JR's. So giving away stuff doesn't help. Giving away turkeys at Thanksgiving, it just helps person. What about the rest of the stuff? No. What about the rest? I mean, what about the rest of the year? You give a turkey out, well, how does the person eat for the rest of the year? And see, that's the problem I've always had with giving away things, giving away stuff. And here we have an idea that's not new, not necessarily new. I mean, it's been done in other countries, but it hasn't been done in the United States of America. So what it's called, Finland tried it. Let me see if I can. Yeah, Finland tried universal basic income. And they abandoned it. Now, in Finland, oh, Jesus. And in Finland, I didn't want this. In Finland, they had universal basic health care. And what happened was they abandoned it very quickly. So in Finland, they were giving out money too. See, it doesn't make any sense, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't make any sense. Shout out to the folks who were on the blog at blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to everybody who's starting trouble, like I always do. But, you know, the answer is not giving out stuff. The answer is to give people sustained income that they earn themselves, they can sustain themselves. That's what needs to be done. Not for people to keep giving away stuff. We Because giving away things is not going to help anybody. Giving away stuff is not going to help anybody. No. It's just not. So we'll take a break and we'll come right back with more programs. Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's on Blog Talk Radio. .com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that